I offer my respectful obeisances. Whose name, holy name, by remembering, by chanting, one becomes purified in either condition, purified or impurified, or pavitra or pavitra. Sarvavastha, Matopiva, in all circumstances. So long we are in this material engagement, we are supposed to be impurified because we are not purified. Therefore, we have to accept birth, death, old age and disease. Just like disease condition is impurified. It requires to be purified by medical treatment. So get out of the disease. So we, living entities, we are part and parcel of God. Our original position is purified. But at the present moment, we are contaminated. So by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we become purified. The holy name of the Lord and the Lord are identical. By association with the Supreme Lord directly, by chanting the holy name, we become purified. Apovitra pavitrava sarvavastha gato viva jasmare pundarikaka Krishna. His name is Pundarikaka. Pundari means lotus flower. Aksha means eyes, whose eyes are just like the lotus flower. Lord Vishnu or Krishna is identified with lotus flower in so many places. His navel is like lotus flower, his eyes are like lotus flower, his feet, lotus feet. So, lotus is the comparison of the beauty of different limbs or parts of the body, transcendental body of Krishna. So, those who are going to be initiated, they should understand that chanting of the holy name means directly associating with the Supreme Lord. So, as I have given several times the example of the iron rod and the fire, if you touch the iron rod with the fire, it becomes warmer, warmer, and then red hot. Similarly, when you chant offenselessly the holy name of the Lord, gradually you become purified. And when we chant holy name without any offense, then we immediately live at the center of Lord Krishna. When we are almost free from contamination, then we become liberated. And when we chant purely the holy name, we are situated on the lotus feet of the Lord. And the more we go on chanting, we enjoy a loving exchange affair between the Lord and ourselves. So, we'll explain the 10 kinds of offenses and the initiated member should avoid the 10 kinds of offenses. First offense is to blaspheme great personalities who are engaged in glorifying the Lord within this material world.
Shruti Shastra Nindanam. And to decry the Vedic literature. And third, to interpret the holy name in different way according to our own whims. This is also offense. And the most dangerous offense is Namna Dvala Jashahi Papa Buddhi. Anyone who thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so I am becoming free from contamination of sinful life, therefore let me commit sinful life and counteract it by chanting Hare Krishna. This is the greatest offense. We should not commit offenses on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. And then considering the different names of the demigods, their independent love. The Hare Krishna, Krishna's name, Vishnu's name is supreme. It cannot be equalized with other names. And in spite of chanting the holy name, if one is attached to material enjoyment, that is also offense. And to instruct about the glories of the name to a person who is out of the jurisdiction of devotion and service. Of course, sometimes we have to do this, but that is for preaching sake. But generally, we should not do that. I think these 10 kinds of offenses are there. Anything more?
To take the chanting as auspicious material.
Yes.
Shubha
karma. Just like to, there are many auspicious activities to counteract inauspicious activities. So this chanting of holy name should not be taken as that. It is just for the matter of pleasing the Absolute Personality of God. So chant mantra.
Bhakta Jani, your name now is Ramaya Das.
You know what are the privative rules? Privative rules?
Four kind of rules.
Huh? What is that? So your spiritual name, how many rounds you chant? It is not properly done. It should be stuck up. So, what are the prohibitive rules?
No mating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
And you'll chant?
16 rounds.
Yes. So, what is his name?
His spiritual name is Poonachandra Das.
The neck beads must be tight.
Next initiate is Bhakti Kenny. Bhakti Kenny.
So you are serving very nice. I'm very glad. So what are the privacy rules?
Sex, gambling, family teaching, no intoxication.
Thank you very much. How many rounds you will chant?
16 minutes.
Very good. What is your name?
Bhakti Mukherjee's name is Subha Lakshmi Das.
Bring money, more. Lakshmi means money. And Subha means auspices. So long you bring money, you are auspices.
Next
initiate is Bhakti and Carol. That's nice. So your name is Rajalakshmi?
Rajalakshmi.
Royal. Raj means royal. So what are the rules and regulations? Thank you. How many rounds you'll chant? Huh?
16.
Thank you. Minimum.
Next initiate is Bhakti and Eleanor.
Thank you. What is the name?
Bhakti and Eleanor's name is Mohini Shakti Dasi.
Very nice name. It is Krishna's incarnation. She adored the demons. Krishna, in the form of a beautiful woman, adored the demons. The demons become adored by Krishna's Mohini Shakti. And devotees, they are inclined to serve Krishna, being blessed by Radharani. Hare Krishna, come on.
Next initiative is Bhakti and Sue.
What are the rules? How many rounds will chant?
16.
Thank you. What is your name?
Bhakti Sue's name is Gunavati Dasi.
Full of good qualities. Jashasthi Bhakti. Bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasati sura. Anyone who is pure devotee of the Lord, all good qualities